Hello and welcome. It's Christy here, back again for another episode. I hope everyone out there has had a wonderful week. This is the podcast where I talk about my life, the joys, heartaches, successes, celebrations of life while living with cerebral palsy and other chronic health conditions. Before we get started, I wanted to acknowledge the utter devastation for thousands of people as a result of Hurricane Helene. My thoughts and heart are with you. Today, I want to talk about grief, not just the grief that comes when we lose someone we love, but the pervasive and prolonged grief that many, including myself, experience with life. I realize that I am currently grieving, but the reality is I have been grieving for quite some time. The reasons are complicated and complex and are intertwined with each other. Maybe I have even been grieving my entire life. I may not have always labeled it as that, but that statement seems painfully accurate to me. The grief I feels really big. So big at times, it's hard to put words to it. Also, I feel a lot of shame at times because of the societal messages we receive about grief. I often feel like grief is misunderstood and something we are expected to hurry through, to move to the other side, so we can get back to life and all of the expectation that life brings and has for us. But what happens when the grief is profound, deep, complex, and intertwined into just about every facet and fabric of your life? You see, grief is not just about grieving someone when they pass away, although I think that is the most acceptable form of grief in our society. And even then, we're expected to hurry through it, get over it, and get back to life as quickly as possible. Grief looks like not having the life you long for, whether that is because of medical conditions, disabilities, financial instability, lack of resources and community engagement, mental health struggles, education, relationships and friendships, family support and connection, loneliness and isolation. The list goes on and on. Grief also looks like navigating complex medical conditions, repeated hospitalizations, often prolonged, navigating a medical system that is often not kind to those who are medically complex and fragile. Grief looks like loss of mobility due to disability or other challenges, while watching from the sidelines, so many people take their mobility for granted, often while ignoring those who struggle with the basics of life and doing the simplest of things. In my case, grief looks like mourning people who are alive but are not in my life, specifically my birth mother, who has made the decision not to have me in her life because it's too difficult and painful for her. Someday, this will be a podcast episode all in itself. However, I grieve daily not having the relationship I so desperately desire from the woman who gave me life. It's easy to say that's her choice and she's missing out. However, that doesn't make it any less painful. In fact, this reality is often more painful than if she passed away. The loss of my biological father. I never really knew the man. He struggled greatly with alcohol and passed away due to alcohol poisoning in October of 2000, when I was a junior in high school. It's interesting to long for someone that you never really knew, that addiction took from you before you had the chance to write a new chapter. And even though I never really knew him, there's great sadness and a big sense of emptiness that his loss brings. I also grieve the countless people who have come and gone in my life, people who have claimed to be my friends, but then disappeared with no communication or explanation. While it is true, no one owes me an explanation, and they are free to set boundaries. Each of these experiences has been incredibly painful. Painful because I honestly don't know what happened. Painful because I truly feel like I cared more about these people more than they did me. Painful because when I care and love, I do so with my whole heart, and I long for someone to do that for me. I hate when relationships, friendships just end with no explanation, no communication, as if you no longer exist. Because of my traumatic history, it leaves me to wonder what I did wrong. Why wasn't I worth it or good enough? Do I matter to anyone? These feelings are mine to move through and work on. My responses are my responsibility. However, that does not change the reality that each of these experiences, relationships, and friendships ending has had a profound impact on me, and many of them I am still grieving and have just begun the process of grieving, because for a long time, I thought that I was not allowed to grieve or hurt or acknowledge the pain that each of these experiences has caused. But I'm learning that every experience throughout life has an impact, whether positive or negative, and with that impact comes feelings and sometimes pain, and that is okay to acknowledge, feel, and process. Even though these relationships have ended, many of them I have no idea why, that doesn't change the fact that these people made an impact on my life, and I think about them all the time and wish them well. Grief for me also comes in the form of gaining mobility, such as the ability to walk with crutches, and losing it multiple times due to medical challenges and prolonged hospitalizations. It is so painful to work so hard to gain something that you so desperately long for, reach that goal, and then repeatedly have it stolen from you and have to start the process all over again. Talk about exhausting, excruciating, painful, frustrating. It brings the anger out in me. The thoughts of life is not fair. What's the point? I don't know if I want to do this again. This is too hard, and no one understands how hard this is. These and a whole host of other thoughts go on and on. For me, there is grief in the struggle to do basic everyday activities that so many people take for granted, and yet I struggle immensely just to complete the basic task. So much so that on some days, just taking a shower is my activity for the day, and I'm not able to enjoy some of the other social activities that I would love to be a part of. The grief and that reality is sometimes profound. Society would have us believe that on those days we are having a pity party for ourselves, and we all know society frowns on pity parties. A common phrase in my therapy sessions lately has been, I have so much I want to say about insert subject, but I'm afraid whatever I say is going to sound like a pity party. My therapist always compassionately reminds me that it's okay to have pity parties, that my feelings are valid and I am safe to express them, and so I would like to share that reminder with you. It's okay to share experiences and express your grief, sadness, disappointment, pain about whatever is going on in your life. We don't have to pretend. We don't have to hide. We don't have to suck it up. We don't have to muddle through. We don't have to conform to societal expectations and standards in regard to the grief and pain that life often brings. I am working on and practicing giving myself permission to feel and process mountains of grief that I have been storing in my body for 41 years. This is no easy task. This is not a rush through and get to the other side as quickly as possible task. If that was the objective, then there would be no point in going on this journey of honoring my grief. because just the phrase honoring my grief, the actual process of doing that feels sacred and not something that should be rushed through. Grief and sadness have been an almost constant companion of mine for the last 41 years. That doesn't mean I'm stuck in the past or refusing to live in the present and enjoy the life I have. It just means that a lot has happened in the last 41 years that deserves to be honored and respected and not stuffed down in the pit for me to carry silently for eternity. Because let me be honest, I need to start letting go of some of the weight that I carry because it feels like it's suffocating me. I know this sounds cliche, but the only way to let go is through. We must walk through the pain, allowing ourselves to feel it. We cannot let go and begin the healing process if we constantly push away, deny, and minimize the pain and grief we feel. Everyone's grief and the journey to healing is unique because we have unique experiences and circumstances. What has affected you greatly and deeply may not affect the person next to you in the same way, and that is perfectly fine. It does not mean that you are overreacting. This week and beyond, I'm going to practice allowing the grief to surface, to experience it, feel it, cry if I need to, and while doing this, I'm going to try my best not to judge myself for it. Society often has us believing that we're supposed to pick up the pieces and move on. But what if part of that process is allowing ourselves to experience the pain that we feel? What if that is picking up the pieces and moving on, so to speak? What if that is how we do it? Move on. There are no qualifiers for grief. Nothing is too big or too small to be worthy of you taking the time you need to process whatever is moving through you. Please do not allow someone else to dictate how your experience will go or look. This is your journey, your time, your sacred space. Give yourself that gift. Sending peace, love, and blessings to all as we heal and grow together.